Sky, a ship was descending, the hull glowing with soft light, as if a piece of the moon had fallen. The hatch opened and the crew came out. Odd little beings, moving quietly through the leaves, gathering, gathering. A blackberry bush, a rose, a tiny cedar tree. When suddenly, man came. The little beings was cut off, trapped in the trees, separated from his ship. He ran as fast as his short legs would carry him. His chest glowing red, a signal to the crew that he needed help. His ship was ahead, glowing through the branches. He stumbled towards it, but the hatch was closing and the crew was leaving. The ship lifted off, like the moon slowly rising, then soared away, a comet swallowed by the night. The creature's heart light faded. He was alone. 3 million light years from home. The lights of the city twinkled in the valley below the little being. The friendliest light was coming from a kitchen window at a boy named Elliot's house. The big guys playing inside made Elliot wait out front for their pizza delivery. Out back, the creature crawled into the yard and hid in a tool shed.
Harvey? Harvey, is that you, boy?
Elliot, looking for his dog in the backyard, heard strange noises coming from the tool shed. He picked up his baseball and he threw it in. Whatever was in there whipped it right back. Elliot fell asleep that night with all kinds of strange dreams in his head. And the squashy little guy from outer space came creeping back into the garden as quietly as he could. But those funny feet of his tripped him up in a garbage can. Elliot heard it and came running out. He chased whatever it was behind the house, but he wasn't sure that he really wanted to catch up. Suddenly it stopped and turned. Next day, Elliot went into the woods. He laid a trail of little candies, one piece after another, and then went back home. E.T. crawled from the bushes. We all know curiosity killed the cat. But he was too old to change now. He put the little round object in his mouth. It was delicious. The tastiest thing he'd ever eaten in the whole universe.
It's not that we don't believe you, honey.
Well, it was real, I swear.
Maybe it was an iguana.
It was no iguana.
Maybe a... you know how they say there are alligators in the sewers?
Alligators in the sewers.
All we're trying to say is maybe you just probably imagined it.
I couldn't have imagined it.
Elliot had a hunch that this might be the night. So he waited outside in an old chair. And sure enough, this strange creature appeared. Someone from another world. Elliot's heart almost stopped.
Michael. Michael.
E.T. was just as scared as Elliot. But he had to hang in there.
We
After all, he had to eat. He had to live. So he followed Elliot with the candy into the house and up the stairs. Two friends found each other across 1,000 universes and fell asleep. Next day.
Do you talk? You know, talk. Me, human. Boy. Elliot. 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 These are toys. These are little men. This is Greedo. And then this is Hammerhead. See, this is Walrus Man. And then this is Snaggletooth. And this is Lando Calrissian. See? And this is Boba Fett. And look, they can even have wars.
But how do you share the greatest secret in the world?
Now, swear it. The most excellent promise you can make. Swear as my only brother on our lives.
Don't get so heavy, I swear.
And, close your eyes.
Okay, they're closed.
Okay, swear it one more time. I have absolute
power. Yes.
But he saw blew his mind. But Elliot was hoping that his little sister would handle the situation better. And what do you do with something as wild as this weird, squashy little guy with a head shaped like an eggplant?
I'm keeping him.
What is it?
Gertie, I'm not gonna hurt you.
But some other people are looking for E.T. also. Tall shadows with flashlights, keys, and heavy shoes. And they want to keep him too. Meanwhile, Elliot, Michael, and Gertie brought their new friend a potted flower as a gift.
We are here. Where are you from?
I don't like his feet.
With the point of his finger, E.T.'s magical powers raised 5 balls up into the air and floated them there above everybody's head. Then E.T. quietly retired in the closet with his flower pot, leaving Elliot, Michael, and Gertie to go off to school.
Did you explain school to him?
How do you explain school to higher intelligence?
Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Elliot, where's your goblin?
Shut up. Did he come back?
Well, did he?
Yeah, he came back. But he's not a goblin. He's a spaceman.
He was from the other side of the universe. But he'd figured out how to open Elliot's refrigerator. And he found a can of something that looked pretty good. Beer. To him, it seemed perfectly harmless. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, in Elliot's biology class,
in the actual frog dissection, and you will find many similarities.
Elliot found one.
The frog reminded him of E.T. And all the frogs got out of there. Out the window, out the door, and down the road. At home, E.T. found a newspaper, and the comic strip really caught his eye. There it was. A spaceman had built a communicator to phone home. Then Gertie came home to watch her favorite TV show. When something amazing happened.
It's a bee. Good.
Good.
And that wasn't all he learned to say. When Elliot came home, E.T. had a surprise for him.
Elliot.
I taught him how to talk now. He can talk now.
Elliot.
E.T., can you say that? Can you say E.T.? E.T.
E.T. E.T., E.T., E.T.
And he had one more thing to say.
I taught him that too.
Something very, very important. Something that the whole world would someday soon remember.
E.T. Phone home.
God, he's talking.
Oh.
E.T. phone home?
E.T. phone home.
But some people were listening in on their own phone. E.T. built his own communicator out of the Fuzz Buster, some bobby pins, a knife and fork, and the UHF tuner from the TV set.
Oh, Elliot. He doesn't look too good anymore.
Don't say that. We're fine.
While Mom was reading Gertie a bedtime story, Elliot cut his finger on a mean-looking saw blade.
Ouch.
It was poison.
Ouch.
You drank it to save my life. Tink, dear Tink, are you dying?
Ouch.
E.T.'s finger lit up, just like his heart, and the mysterious light healed Elliot's cut.
Do you believe in fairies? Say quick that you believe.
I do.
If you believe, clap your hands.
Halloween night. Elliot and Michael dressed E.T. in a sheet,
ready?
Like a ghost.
Ready.
Ah, you look great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And they took him out on the street. And guess who he saw? A familiar friend from a galaxy far away.
Boom.
Be back 1 hour after sunset, no later.
I'll try as fast as I can, Mike.
Elliot rode to the forest with E.T. in the basket of his bicycle. E.T. thought the ride was too slow and bouncy.
It's too bumpy. We'll have to walk from here!
So he raised that magic finger of his and gave them a lift.
Not so high! Not so high!
The bike soared into the air over the treetops, high as the birds can fly, and higher! He set up his communicator and pointed it at the stars. His strange signal beamed itself out into that place in the sky where night is forever.
working! It's working! You did it! It's working!
But nobody had returned E.T.'s phone call to the stars. Back at Elliot's house, the net was closing in. Science had discovered his hideout in the closet upstairs. That night, Elliot and his friends slept in the forest. At dawn, when he woke up, E.T. was gone. Elliot, sick with fever, returned home for help.
You gotta find him, Mike.
Where is he?
In the forest. The bald spot. You gotta find him.
Found the little guy, face down in a stream, his body gray all over, gray as ash. Michael gently carried E.T. back to the safety of their home. They snuck him upstairs and laid him down on the bathroom floor. Now was the time to tell Mom.
Mom, won't you come with me?
What is it?
Mary, just come with me.
Michael, what?
Mom, remember the goblin?
Michael, what are you talking about?
Just swear, the most excellent promise you can make.
Michael.
She couldn't believe what she saw.
That's terrific.
Her hand went limp. The coffee spilled from her cup.
Sick. I think we're dying.
Michael, Mom, it's okay.
Downstairs.
Hurt you, Mom.
He's not gonna hurt you.
Michael, get her downstairs!
Man from the moon!
Sealed in white protective spacesuits, the military, the government, scientists and doctors invaded Elliot's house. They had zeroed in on E.T. and turned the place into a laboratory and a hospital. A huge plastic envelope came down, covering the entire house, and medical teams moved in on the little guy.
Write anything down? Say it has the ability to manipulate its own environment.
He's smart. He communicates through Elliot.
Elliot thinks its thoughts.
No, Elliot. Elliot feels his feelings.
They hooked him up to all kinds of machines, but he was fading like a star at morning.
Stay together. I'll be
But E.T. was going where no one could follow. His starfire was out. And he was as cold as the moon.
Creature's pressure is bottoming out. His complexes are slow and widening.
All right, I'm calling. What time is it?
E.T. was gone.
15 hours, 36 minutes. Okay. Let's pack him in ice.
So they placed E.T. in a coffin of ice, but left Elliot alone with him. Because Elliot was the one he'd come to across the great ocean of time. Noticed E.T.'s wilted flower was moving. A light opened up in E.T.'s heart, growing brighter and brighter, from orange to yellow to white.
E.T. phone home.
The little guy was all worked up, and Elliot had to shut him up, so no one would know he was alive.
Elliot, why don't you come with me?
No.
Come on.
No. No.
It's all right.
No.
And Elliot turned on the tears and faked them all out.
Would you like the flower?
Michael and Elliot had a plan.
He's alive.
The scientists put E.T. into a medical van. They didn't even notice it when the guy snuck aboard.
Who are you? I'm driving.
Open the door, son.
There's a guy out here. What do I do?
Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go!
I've never driven forward before!
Michael screamed to his friends.
Get the bikes. Meet us at the playground at the top of the hill.
Let's do it!
Well, they did it. They stole E.T. out from under everybody's nose and carried him off on their bikes. E.T. was riding in Elliot's basket, bouncing up and down again, with the world at their heels.
Follow me!
But Elliot and his partners could ride. The police chased them through the streets, but the kids knew the alleys.
This is Unit 302. We've cut the kids off.
Let's split up. We made it!
That's what they thought. In came the roadblock. Cars and men. Police and guns. The net closed once more. E.T. and his friends had run out of time.
Whoa.
And up they went! E.T. and his pals. Up over the roadblock. Up into the sky. Wheeling over the rooftops. Sailing over the valleys. Higher and higher. Woohoo! The sky, E.T. and his pals.
Tell me when it's over.
there it was. The most beautiful thing in the whole world. The ancient spaceship coming slowly down. And it was time to say goodbye.
There's no goodbye.
Be good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Where would E.T. go? His home was far beyond the Milky Way, out past the farthest star we see, where only the great ships of space can roam. Would they ever see him again? Where would he be?
I'll be right here.
Sadness and joy filled the air as they watched E.T. approach the ship that would take him home. The hatch was open. The crew was waiting. E.T. looked at his friends one last time, picked up his flower pot, and walked into the ship. The hatch closed. The ship lifted off, up into the sky, trailing a rainbow. E.T.'s rainbow. Look for it! Look for it! Look!
My tears. dog reaches out to you and touches off a spark that comes shining through. It tells you never be afraid. Then somewhere in your heart you can feel the glow. Fancy someone in the dark for me.